This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
COVID-19 vaccine timetable and warnings about holiday gatherings on the heels of that as well. Hey, everybody. How are you doing? How are you in those nooks and crannies? Hanging in, kids crawling up your legs, trying to find spaces and places to escape. Boy, I've gotten a lot of emails about that. It's great to spend all this family time, but where, oh, where is there ever going to be a time when you can really spread your wings, so to speak? So once again, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us, and a lot is happening as we get closer and closer to the election. So many of you weighing in early. I am proud of you, America, seriously. For 15 years, I've done this show, and I have harped on this. Leaned on people and just wondered why people didn't vote. Why do 20% vote in local elections? Elections that affect you, your family, your community. I don't get it. And then only 50%? 50% is a high water mark for Americans to vote in a federal election where you're picking a president, basically? 42 million of you have already voted. Bravo. 42 million. I started to think I would never see that happen, especially with early voting. But guess what? It has happened. So I'll say it again. Bravo to all of you who are turning out, who care, and who are also spreading the word. We'll talk more about the election and what's happening with the president and, of course, Joe Biden, the Democrat who wants to be president. But COVID is on the minds of many because of some of the warnings that are starting to appear and because of the conversations about vaccines and would you take a vaccine and how effective will it be? Well, we don't even have a vaccine, but we now do have a vaccine timetable, and this is from the HHS Secretary, Health and Human Services, SEC, Alex Azar, says at least one COVID-19 vaccination should be available as soon as the end of the year, and the public should be able to get vaccinated by early spring. So it's as we expected. That's a year, if we're lucky, from when this first happened to us in March when the world turned upside down. So it was a rare public briefing, but Azar laid out a specific timetable that didn't really match what we had heard before, but did tell us some information that by the end of January, there'd be enough to vaccine all seniors as well as healthcare workers and first responders. And of course, frontline workers were going to be vaccinated first. We knew that, and it's seniors because that's where so much of the risk is in many, many places where seniors live. So the timetable a little bit tilted from what we thought we were going to see, but the good news is that, okay, the confidence is there. The process is happening. And even though it's not 100% according to plan, this is a ray of sunshine. I mean, this is a ray of sunshine. Azar was with Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC, and Dr. Jay Butler. So all three wore masks every time they were not speaking, and they were taking them off as they were at the podium and that stuff. But you never see this, so this was a big deal. One of the things that came out was for anybody reconnecting to school, reconnecting to work, going back to worshiping, to churches, synagogues, whatever, wherever you were, so, or reconnecting to healthcare or any part of your life, the emphasis was, again, on what we keep hearing. Wash your hands, watch your distance, because now there's more fears about that. Wear face coverings And when you can't watch your distance, just completely avoid gatherings where you can't do those things. Don't even put yourself in that situation. Because you know what? COVID cases are on the rise. Three quarters of the country, 60,000 a day on average over the last week, and about 700 deaths a day. It's very distressing. So the little ray of sunshine, I'll take it. Because I do think it is a ray of sunshine. Give us something good. Give us something to chew on, something we can think about, something that we can look to as a marker. Because the question mark is really, the question mark that we live under is really tough for so many people. We have 222,000 deaths in the United States, 37 million cases, rather, globally in the world, 1.13 million. Shout out again to our friends in the UK, in Australia, New Zealand, Wales, many of you appearing on this program in our Author's Corner as we try to highlight things that people can do in the pandemic. Great literature they can read from regular people. 28 million have recovered. There's been 41.1 million cases. Wow. Wow. It's not a dream. It is real. But again, the good news, the three biggies appear together. And when I say that, meaning the heaviest hitters health-wise, with information anyway, appear and spat out some news that's a lot better than what we have heard in the recent past. So that's the thing, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. As we traverse in this show, we are going to add some fun. Meaning this hour, you have a chance to weigh in on Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. I pick the game of the week, or what I think is the game of the week. You call in or flip me an email during the segment. And if you pick the team that wins and ultimately nail completely the score, then guess what? You are the winner. And you clear the prize closet out. So we have some great prizes. I'd love for somebody to win. We've had two winners in the past. It's been a while since we've had anyone win. Some people have come close. So keep that in mind. At the tail end of this hour, if you're listening, just for fun, it's like our own virtual bingo in a sense. But I don't have to call out a bunch of numbers. You just have to give me two. Who you think's going to win of the two teams and what the final score is going to be. So it's my version of that. Let's call it that. Nail the score. Keep the number handy. Write it down right now. You got a pen? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And again, that email will apply to the end of the show for Nail the Score. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. We're going to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. Lots of interest in that. And why Rudy Giuliani turns it over, says the pictures were disgusting. Will anything become of it? What do the polls say? Trump versus Biden. We have the latest on that coming up on the flip side.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please? Now I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Deep in virtual mail here. Thanks to all of you for sending it in. By the way, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's the address. No stamps necessary. So you don't have to fumble around and remember, where did I put those forever stamps? I am forever finding forever stamps because I always think I'm out. And then I have to realize if it doesn't say on it, are these forever stamps? Anyway, you get it. 24/7. We're here for you. So a lot of the emails centered around politics, naturally. Hunter Biden being the curiosity. Also, the debate coming up on Thursday. And then the poll numbers. So let's dive into this first. How asked, Kate, what is the scoop on this whole Hunter Biden crap? I saw Karl Rove on Fox News, and even Karl Rove said, listen, the Trump campaign should just forget the Hunter Biden nonsense and focus instead on the economy. I agree. You say it all the time. It's about the economy, stupid. We all know that. People are hurting and not having a stimulus for people who need it or not having solutions when we're on this wild roller coaster ride is not good for the guy who's currently at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I voted for Trump, and I'm a lifelong Republican. So tell me about the Hunter Biden Pandora's box. This is the craziest thing about the Hunter Biden thing. It just boggles my mind because I just think of my own laptops and stuff. And listen, I have nothing exciting on it. It's mostly the fabulous audio of Nathan Reeder who edits and puts together so much of what we do here. But you know, here's the thing. He had a problem with it, so he drops it off and forgets about it, leaves it alone. And apparently on his hard drive, the guy who owned the store in Delaware naturally had a copy of it, and it's got explicit photos and emails and all that kind of stuff, supposedly. And it's dirt, you know, dirt on him. How old are the people in it? What are the exact pictures? Now the curiosity has risen. What does that mean? What are the private communications with the Ukraine? What does that mean? Who do they involve? I guess a couple of people were approached with Hunter Biden's alleged emails last year, and they didn't know if they were real, so they didn't identify who made the offers. There's a big story that the Time, because everybody's trying to flush this out even deeper, and that's what they said. So the first came in late May of last year, the second in mid-September, and they couldn't confirm whether any of the material that they got was the same as which has recently been published in the U.S., because last week the New York Post began publishing the material they got from Rudy Giuliani, and the sources, the authenticity of the published emails has been debated ever since then. So that's the deal. Hunter Biden and his father, his presidential campaign, haven't commented on the leaks and any of that, or to actually address head on whether any of the emails are genuine. So I guess Hunter Biden is unable to figure out where this came from. So this whole thing is strange, of course. And it's ridiculous that he leaves a computer and doesn't come back and get it, and then somebody leaks it out. But it's out there. I mean, information is out there. It plants seeds of doubt or worry or whatever as to what is going on with this kid, with this guy. He's not a kid. He's the kid of Joe Biden's. But what's going on with him? And there were already things that were out there circulating about Biden. So the deal is, you're right about what Karl Rove said. This is the finish line. So if there's nothing there that's going to stick or completely cripple Joe Biden's campaign, why focus? I mean, this is where you just take out the trash, boom, 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 getting rid of it. You're just figuring out what's the right angle to play here, and that's not the angle. So I got another one from Joe, who listens to us in New Orleans, and he says, you know, Kate, we have an expression here in the Big Easy for people who just don't understand when time and time again they find themselves in these mind-boggling situations. We call it a disappearing act. Somehow, some way, they end up in a swamp that they never seem to get out of. And that is Hunter Biden. What do you think? Oh, there's no question that there's been insane things that have happened in his life, mostly due to alleged, you know, drug use and massive drinking and crazy things like that. So what is the smoking gun email? It's supposedly between Hunter Biden and an advisor to Burisma Holdings, the gas company where Biden made a ton of money on this board seat that he was on while his father was VP. But again, now this whole authenticity thing comes into play. Bottom line is, whether it's an interesting story or where does it lead to, if you're the president's advisor, you're running the campaign, you got to focus on the numbers. It's about the numbers. It's about where are the numbers. And speaking of that, Papa says, Kate, please, oh please, tell us what the polls are saying as we draw closer to November 3rd. So CNN, their latest poll, has in Florida, Trump versus Biden, Biden at 50, Trump at 46. Because, you know, Florida's one of those states, just like Pennsylvania. Another one on Florida, Reuters and Ipsos, Trump versus Biden, of course. Biden, 50, Trump, 46. Let's go to another poll. This one is, and I've talked about some of these numbers before. This is from YouGov and The Economist. And this is Trump, just flat out Trump versus Biden, and they have the biggest lead I've seen, Biden 52, Trump 43. Because then if you go to IBD, I read IBD, Investors Business Daily. They're credible to me. IBD and TIP, they did one. So in their poll, which just came out, they have Biden at 49 and Trump at 46. So I think what some of these polls tell us is it might be closer than some people think it is. And the early voting, who knows? That's an incredible early vote number. And I think it's just going to continue to climb. And part of that is because the idea that people are freaked that their vote won't count. And we're in this pandemic, and if you're going to go out and vote, you don't want to be in some long line somewhere. So 42 million, I'll take it. It's amazing that 42 million people have voted. Wow. All right, let's go to this one. Mac says, Kate, so there is going to be this presidential debate after all. The mics are muted during the first couple of minutes, like, who cares? Because, of course, that's just a statement, and they'll say whatever they want to say. But I have a feeling it's going to be some of that chaos we saw the first time around with Trump and Biden in this final debate, because there's just so much at stake. I don't see this being muzzled up in Nashville. What do you think? Well, yeah, absolutely. There's not going to be a bunch of politeness that suddenly is going to appear on the stage between Trump and Biden. I mean, this is the end of it. I mean, this has been a presidential cycle that's been like 16 months, it feels like, and even longer if you throw in COVID. So since, and I just saw this number, since June of last year, Americans have been asked, in a sense, to watch more than 30 hours of discussion over 13, meaning debates, 13 Democratic primary events, one presidential debate and one vice presidential debate. Wow, 30 hours. So the second debate got canceled. We know that because of the idea of the virtual event in light of the whole COVID-19 diagnosis of the president earlier in the month. Then they had the dueling town halls. It couldn't be any tenser. And at the time, too. So the debate, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 90 minutes, no commercial breaks. It's going to be at Belmont University in Nashville. So do the math. I'll meet you on the flip side.
It's called the moon, and everybody is there.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump spent Wednesday in North Carolina. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and discussed where the administration is with a potential relief package.
We're now at $1.9 trillion. At some point, Speaker Pelosi has to take yes for an answer. I can tell you there are a number of things that she said, if you only deal with this, we'll be able to move forward. So we said yes to that, only to find out that the goalposts moved once again.
Meadows added that meeting in the middle hasn't come to fruition as of
yet, as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and President Trump continue to offer what he calls fair options. The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on the coronavirus. Jay Butler discussed what we all need to continue to try to do to get out of this pandemic.
Wash your hands. Watch your distance. Wear your face covering when you can't watch your distance. And avoid settings where you can't do those things.
In the past week, there have been over 60,000 new cases and over 700 deaths. This is USA Radio News. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney has admitted that he did not vote for President Trump when casting his 2020 ballot. Romney, who lost the 2012 election to Barack Obama, has been outspoken about his differences with the president. Romney and the president attempted to make amends at one point, and he was even considered for Secretary of State ahead of Romney's 2018 Senate run. Trump endorsed his election bid. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer has been always given credit for his ability to coach candidates preparing for debates. Fleischer appeared on Fox News and discussed what President Trump should focus on during tomorrow's debate.
People who were previously poor made more money than any other economic recovery. He's got a great story to tell. COVID, you know, I think the COVID story is already written, and that's been hurting the president. And I think one of the debate segments will be about COVID. The president will clearly play defense.
Fleischer added that the black vote will be key even more than in 2016, saying that's where Hillary Clinton lost the election. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to the stimulus and the American people, the Republicans and the Democrats, oh, shocker, still do not have a deal. It's like a chess match where somebody came into the middle of it and, oops, accidentally knocked over all the rooks, and only a king or two remained. So what's the latest? With the poll numbers the way they are and the president pressing, of course, to have two terms, to be the fourth president in a row to do so, he's urging Congress to move the stimulus bill before the election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is worried about complicating the efforts to put Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court and is resisting a vote on another multi-trillion dollar package before November 3rd. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is holding out for a bill in excess of $2 trillion and has had these long, drawn-out talks that seem to be pulling the White House closer to her number. But guess what? They don't have the ultimate sway because it's the Republican leadership, with just a couple of weeks before this election, that have the ultimate say. And so far, no go. They're trying to find this compromise between $1.9 trillion and $2.2 trillion. and none of the numbers they need to make this pass, meaning on the Hill. And when I say they, that's they, the Hill, just in general, meaning Republicans and Democrats, let's just take it from there, because they're so far apart on these numbers. And there's been just not a big rush for Senate Republicans, especially the more fiscal conservatives, to do this. They tried to pass a targeted $500 billion package on Wednesday, but guess what? They were blocked by the Democrats. So, it highlights that most likely this is not going to happen. And so those that are vulnerable that were thinking, oh, that's relief, that's medicine, that's groceries, I can stretch that, that's the electricity bill, that's whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's not happening unless someone flips, I'll give you a poker analogy, the right number on the river, and both sides agree. But this is all talk, and there is no, there's nothing but butting heads. There's no maneuverability here. It's a numbers game, and it's what it entails in that number. I mean, remember this, you had the head of the airlines, several of the huge airlines that were lobbying to the president, please do something. We don't want to have these furloughs. And they thought that they were getting close to some of that relief, but if they don't do it now, I mean, it's now or never. It's not going to have an effect on the election if it's not now. And this is almost November. I mean, there's a question for a lot of people about rent or what, you know, and isn't that the idea? You know, the idea of, okay, we're all in this together. How do we help? And communities are helping in tremendous ways. But money is money, and that's what makes the economy churn and burn. Either way, take that how you want it. But and that's why we started off with this, because there's nothing happening. I mean, there's just nothing happening. So we are so close to the election, and money will play a part in this. And the president knows, as a capitalist certainly, and what he's done in his career, how vital it is to show that there is some ray of hope, a different ray of hope than the one I talked about in the beginning with the vaccine, a ray of a money line somewhere that more businesses can reopen when we're hearing, oh, this is going to be the worst 4 or 5 months of our lives when it comes to the pandemic, because we're in the winter months and the numbers are going to shoot up and we're learning more things and you have to be more careful. So that doesn't really spell out to me that brick and mortar places are going to fling open their doors wide. And now you have the hopes pretty much dashed for the stimulus deal, unless there's something that comes about at the last second, which it could, because this is what really both parties are famous for. Wait till the last second, spring it out at the right time, and then take credit for it, or take the majority of the credit. So we'll see. But while I really believed, because of the election that was looming, that it would happen, it doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. All right, so money, 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 besides the stimulus being held up, if we look at a couple of other things, you want some big numbers? I was reading a story today about, this is the kind of stuff, you know, that you forget about. The State Department approved $1.7 billion in new arms for Taiwan, and they submitted that package to Congress for final review. And the idea is they'll improve the self-defense capabilities against, what would the threat be, do you think? Just think for a second. Who would threaten Taiwan? China. So if they have these SLAM extended range land attack missiles from Boeing, if they have that, for goodness sake, they can fire back at the Chinese if they try to go after them. If they have the $436 million for these HIMARS, and that's how you say it, HIMARS, it's HIMARS, HIMARS mobile artillery rocket system, that's a Lockheed baby, They have that. If they have $367 million in surveillance and reconnaissance, for goodness sake, you have to have the sensors. You have to know if they're coming after you. From Raytheon, what a difference this will make, because they can fend off the China problem. So you heard what I said, $1.7 billion. So this goes to Congress for a 30-day review. It's not going to be opposed, because there just was a deal between the U.S. and Taiwan. But now China's foreign ministry, we have a good relationship with them these days, criticized the sale as interference in China's internal affairs, that it would undermine China's sovereignty and security interests. And there could be sanctions against U.S. companies. Look out if you do business with China. This is just the latest. And trust me, there's lots of business happening in China with American companies. Think of how cheaply things get made. So the pressure, the U.S. has really pushed back on the Chinese pressure for the most part. But now you've had the Undersecretary of State visit Taiwan a couple of times showing support. They're worried about the threats, and there you go. It's not going to be opposed, so we know that goes through. And, you know, what does that mean? It means that there's just more problems with China, and they could end up slamming some companies with some sanctions, which, by the way, if you think, well, who cares, and we shouldn't be doing that anyway, and I don't care about the corporation, it gets passed on to you, like the parts for your cell phone. All that comes into play because of how cheaply it's being made there, and it will ultimately be passed on to you. All right, here's the big one. It's almost like I buried the lead, besides the stimulus, but OxyContin. The OxyContin maker pled guilty. Yeah, guilty. G-U-I-L-T-Y. And they agreed to $8.3 billion. That's the settlement. The Justice Department says it's the largest penalties ever levied against a pharmaceutical manufacturer. The pharmaceutical companies make the world run, right? We're seeing what's happening. Sadly, I think we're seeing what's happening with insurance, with doctors, and the rippling effects of dealing legal drugs, I guess I'll call it that. And this drug is a drug that gets a hold of people and they can't get off of it. And it's been just as much as it has helped people incredibly in pain, if you're on it for too long, it's the secret sauce that kills you. So there you go with that settlement. They agreed, Purdue Pharma agreed to plead guilty to three felonies. Families who have lost loved ones to the products, they'll get some money. That's part of it. And the billionaire Sackler family that once ran the firm, they're just have rolled through it. That's what's happened there. But they still are looking into some of the effects of that drug. And there are numerous lawsuits and court fights over opioids, and they're going to continue. So this Purdue Pharma settlement is good for the lawyers who represent the little guys. They may end up getting more of these companies. Wow. All right. Coming up next, nailing the score. Meet you on the field.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Can you believe it? Week 7 in the NFL. Heidi-ho, everybody. Kate Delaney, this is our fun time. Think of it as bingo, but you don't get your hands dirty, and you've got to listen to a bunch of numbers and try to figure out, did I just miss that number? I went to bingo once with my grandmother. I couldn't keep up. I mean, I thought it was casual. It was cutthroat. So this isn't cutthroat. I want somebody to win. The game of the week clearly is not the Giants, who are 1-5, and the Eagles, who are 1-4-1. Clearly, it is also not the Cowboys, who are 2-4, and the Washington. Oh, I can't say that other part of their name. The Washington team. They're 1-5. Nope, not going to be them either. I'll tell you. I think one of the best games probably on the board is going to be the Buccaneers and the Raiders. But we just had the Bucs that was part of one of our Nail the Scores. So backing off of that, suddenly, if you're not paying attention, the Titans are 5-0. I mean, they're a good team. So I don't think it's necessarily a surprise if you're paying attention a little bit to football, NFL. And the Steelers are 5-0. This is in Tennessee. And Tennessee is only favored by one, the over-under 50.5 points, if that tells you anything. So that is the game of the week. It's one of the early games. It kicks at 1 o'clock Eastern. It's a CBS game. think, you know, AFC. But Titans and the Steelers, that is the game of the week. So how we do this thing is, and it seems like a lot of people are emailing us, so that's fine. You can email it, but it doesn't count if you heard a rebroadcast and 2 days later you're sending it in. It wouldn't be fair to everybody else who stays up. So 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, or flip me that email, Steelers or the Titans, who wins, what's the score, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. What do you think? Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Let me ask you a question right quick before we get going.
Yeah.
Who is the newest, bluest sugar mama in the United States now?
The newest, bluest sugar mama?
Yeah. That'd be Jill, wouldn't it?
That was good. I got it. I like it. You're funny. That's good. Good on you. Good, good, good. I like it.
Oh, my God. 28-26. Titans,
yeah. Titans are good. That's a close score, and I like that score because I think it's going to be a close game, and it's right there when we say 50, the over, under. Peter, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games, Jill. You're hilarious. Bye. All right. So in talking about the NFL for a quick second here, I think I've said this. I'll say it again. I had a few media outlets that had me on, you know, to talk about what I thought the season was going to be like and what was happening in sports and with COVID and the pandemic and da 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 da. And I really didn't think the NFL. I thought the NFL would go for a handful of games and that it really wouldn't make it all the way through because there just would be too much contact and it would be even too many people would test positive and it would be too hard to control that and backups and everything else. But so far, it hasn't been that way. Yes, there have been people testing positive, but they've been able to get enough negative tests and mix that in, and it hasn't been what I thought it was going to be. I mean, it's like the Raiders. They're preparing to place their right tackle, Trent Brown, on the reserved COVID-19 list. The team sent home all five of their starting offensive linemen on Wednesday due to contact tracing, but because they were all around Trent Brown. But they're hoping that the players will be back before Sunday. And, you know, John Gruden, the coach, said, you know, I'm not happy, I'm concerned, but I'm more concerned about Trent and his health than anything else. This is COVID, and I'm concerned about anyone that has it or is near it. So that's how he handled it. And we've seen this pop up, and not to the level, though, that I thought we would see, that it would really, really affect the season. All right, so again, the game of the week is these two undefeated teams, the Steelers and the Titans, and it's being played in Nashville, Tennessee. Who wins it, and what is the final score? What's the final score? Again, you can, of course, send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We finally got wise and made that email address a lot easier to remember. Doesn't it seem like, and now, especially with the work from home thing, that you're memorizing passwords and emails, and I don't know why, because we don't have to do that, but it just seems like you're always grappling for one. So the number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's put Nathan on the spot, Nathan Reeder, big football fan. So Nathan, what do you think? Do you like the Titans or the Steelers?
Hey, wait a minute. What's happening?
Titans or the Steelers? Who do you like and what's the final score?
Yes, Earth. We're on Earth. Let's push just a little harder. 28 28-24 Titans.
Ooh, 28-24 Titans. I mean, you know, I'm glad you put a lot of thought into this, because if you win, I'm going to send you Famous Amos cookies or some other, whatever brand you like. They're good. They're chewy. They taste good. I'm going to send them to you, and then I'm going to send you also $40. Oh, wow. See, this is like my nephew. I have to bait him with money. It's like, would you go to the store, please? It's only a block away. Because I can. I have my hands full.
Okay, you don't have to bait me with money. I'll be here either way.
I'll be here either way.
But, hey, okay. I'll take the cookies either way.
The cookies. All right, or Grandma's cookies.
Right up.
Yeah, Grandma's cookies.
I mean, I was close last week, right? We can just count that as cookie worthy.
You were. You were close. You were. Definitely. Well, you know, I'm going to have to make Christmas cookies, so I'll send you some Christmas cookies if worse comes to worse. All right, so my guess is I'm going to stick with the whole Titans theme. There's no way that I'm going to go with the Steelers. Although the Steelers could win it, I just think the Titans have Derrick Henry, the afterburner man, and I'm going to say Tannehill's going to have a really good game. Not that Ben Roethlisberger isn't. It's going to be close. But I like the game to be a higher score. I'm going to say 37-34, and it's the Titans. There you have it. I'm sure Sharon in Maine is listening, and she'll get that email in, because she always emails me and asks, did I get it in time? It's kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I want to mention this since it's sports-related. The World Series is going on. Yeah, there's a World Series. Did you know that? And Tampa Bay and the Dodgers are playing. The Dodgers blew out Tampa Bay the first game. But the second game, the Rays came back. They beat the Dodgers 6-4. So how about that? They lifted them out of the funk. I don't know if people are just like, we're over it. We're binging on Netflix. We're watching other programs. We're watching the Talking Heads concert. Blah, blah, blah. We're doing something else. But I wonder how much of a blow sports is taking, because I think it's the great escape for a lot of people. And the World Series used to be a good escape. It used to be America's pastime. Low ratings, 5.1 rating, 11 share, an average of like 9 million viewers on Fox for the first one on Tuesday night. Boy, that doesn't bode well for Major League Baseball at all. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.